Hey everyone, Connie here. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we continue, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you my book called How to Start Your Virtual Assistant Business, 10 Steps to Earn Online as a Top-Notch Virtual Assistant. It contains 10 bite-sized chapters to build a thriving online business, have a consistent income, and get the time freedom you always wanted. It's a perfect gift for you or your loved ones who want to start an online business and work from home or anywhere. Check it out at conniezabala.com/VABook. Want a free chapter? Sure! Just visit bit.ly/VABook free chapter and get your copy. Again, that's bit.ly/VABook free chapter.
Greetings, fellow entrepreneurs. This is Connie and Belle of the Freelancing with Faith podcast.
We are both moms and entrepreneurs whose digital services are bound by our core Christian values.
On this platform, let's talk about tips and how-tos to help our transformational entrepreneurs grow their businesses online.
We also invite our fellow service providers as our guests so they can share their stories and experiences with us.
All these we do with the end goal of glorifying God by providing the best digital services to our clients.
We also have our weekly live praise and worship session.
We look forward to connecting with you. As you listen or watch, grab your favorite drink, pay attention, and take notes. Let us encourage one another to strengthen our faith and relationship with God because He provides for everything.
When He blesses us, He blesses our businesses.
To do that, make sure to subscribe or follow us. Get engaged and share your thoughts with us whenever you have the chance. We look forward to connecting with you. God bless you all.
Good evening, good morning, or good afternoon to you, whatever time you are watching us from. We are Connie and Belle, and we are building a God-centered, purpose-driven life and freelancing business. So I didn't forget.
Yes, congratulations.
Well, happy anniversary, by the way. Happy anniversary to us. My goodness, that we need to do the clap for us.
Ooh. Thank you.
Anyway, our topic for tonight is what can we do as a freelancer? A Christian freelancer, but this is in connection with our third anniversary because since it's been a long time since, well, we just did a solo live a few weeks ago, but I mean, this is like, I think this is more connected to faith. The topic is more connected to faith than just freelancing. So watch out. Join us. Share with us your thoughts. Okay, let's have an opening prayer first. Can you do the honors, Isabel?
Yes, let's remember that we're in the presence of God. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you. We honor you. We thank you for blessing us these past few days. We're grateful for all the resources and the people you're sending our way so we're able to bless others and do what you called us to do. We ask for forgiveness for every wrongdoings we committed. We lift up to you every person who is watching and listening to this podcast. We pray that you open their hearts and minds so that whatever we share with them will create an impact on their businesses. We also lift up to you, Connie and I, pour out your Holy Spirit in us so we'll continue to have the courage to say the right words, to share what you're teaching us with the goal of telling your truth. Help and remind us, including our brothers and sisters, that we are building and thriving in our businesses to glorify you and serve the people we work with. We believe that whatever success we have, we owe it all to you. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Woohoo! Again, our topic is about what can we do as a Christian freelancer! Exclamation point. Just to emphasize. Anyway, Justin said, happy anniversary, Connie and Belle. Thank you. Again, we are Connie and Belle, and tonight's topic is celebration of our third anniversary, but of course, our roles here as Christian freelancers. But so, if you are watching us for the very first time, make sure that you click that subscribe button as well as the bell, because we go live Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. Philippine time. What do we do on those days as well?
Yes, Mondays and Thursdays, same time, 8 p.m. Every Monday, we do our live praise and worship session. So we are encouraging and inviting everyone to join us every Monday and sing with us. Let's worship and praise God every Monday at 8 p.m. And then Thursdays, 8 p.m., Connie and I talk more about freelancing, about digital marketing, about our work, about our careers as virtual assistants. So if you're interested to learn more about virtual assistants or any online freelancing gig available out there, do catch us live every Thursday at 8 p.m.
So yes. And if you want an actual workbook on how to start your virtual assistant business, why don't you check my book at conniezabala.com/VA book to get your copy. It's available on this. If you're in the Philippines, you will get this type of hard copy. If you're outside the Philippines, you will get this type of copy, but it's also available on Kindle, ebook, and audiobook versions. There, my goodness. Okay, let me just go back to my outline before I forget. So, okay, it's not really a problem or an issue, but since it's our anniversary, we get to choose what we're going to discuss tonight. So we chose this topic called our roles, or what can we do as Christian freelancers. So because most of us are really baptized, whether Catholic, Christians, whatever your denomination or religions are, most of us are baptized Christians, but we stop at that. Because we don't know what responsibilities we have as Christians. So that's what that's the part of our discussion today. So what do you expect aside from that, what we can do as freelancers? But also, we will be reading a long Bible verse because it's actually self-explanatory. But at the same time, we will share with you the reflections of Father Mike Schmitz. Justin knows this. We already did this. It's from day 125. We are already day 187 as of today. It's all about lay people who are baptized Christians but don't have holy orders or don't have special ordination. So that's our topic for tonight. And of course, since it's our anniversary, if you're here and you're watching us, I might give away some ebook, but you have to stay until the end. Maybe I could get an ebook version of my book. You wouldn't know until you stay with us until the end. So if you want to share your thoughts or ask your questions, feel free to use the live chat. Or if you're watching on the replays, share your thoughts in the comment section there. Where are we now? Okay. This will be a long anchor Bible verse. But all in all, I think it's really just self-explanatory. It may be long, but most of us will be able to understand this. So I'll start sharing now. I will let Belle read this is from Corinthians and the other one is from Romans, which is usually like they're connected to one another, even if they came from a separate book of the Bible. So there, but it's they are both from New Testament. So let's start from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 to 18, and then 27 to 31. So let's start. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one spirit. Now the body is not a single part, but many. If a foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it does not for this reason belong any less to the body. Or if an ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it does not for this reason belong any less to the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God placed apart each of them in the body as he intended. Now, you are Christ's body and individually parts of it. Some people God has designated in the church to be first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then mighty deeds, then gifts of healing, assistance, administration, and varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work mighty deeds? Do all have gifts of healing? Strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. There. Next is from Romans. Okay. Go ahead, Isabel.
Yes, from Romans chapter 12, verses 4 to 8. For as in one body, we have many parts, and all the parts do not have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually parts of one another. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us exercise them. If prophecy, in proportion to the faith. If ministry, in ministering. If one is a teacher, in teaching. If one exhorts, in exhortation. If one contributes, in generosity. If one is over others, with diligence. If one does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness.
Okay. Before we continue, this Bible verses came from the New American Bible Revised Edition Translation. So by the way, we are live not just on our YouTube channel. I almost forgot to share about that. But we are also live on our Facebook page and my LinkedIn page because we still need to meet the requirements for the LinkedIn page. So we are live on my LinkedIn page, yeah. LinkedIn personal profile. So if you're watching us in any of those platforms, feel free to say hello. We can see your comments. And it's our third anniversary. Again, you can see at the upper part of our, you know, background. We are three. Anyway, so going back, we will explain this Bible verses later because we're going to use Father Mike Schmitz, an American priest, from the Catechism of the Catholic Church regarding this matter. But before we continue, note again, disclaimer, that this is a reminder for you to read the Holy Bible for its entirety to understand the context behind the verse. We are here to encourage you to always include God in your freelancing journey. There. So if you have questions, let us know. Leave a comment. And we will be glad to answer. So, we don't have, actually, we still have acronym, but it's not an original. It's it's from Saint Francis de Sales. Is it de Sales? I think. I'm not sure. Because as Filipinos, we read it as Sales. Am I right? Anyway, so we will share with you some of the scripts in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Even if you hear the Catholic, it's not exclusive for Catholic, just so for everyone's information, because this is the Catechism of the Catholic Church, by the way, I want to share with you. Oops, there. But I will share with you an online version so you can see what it says from the paragraph that we will be sharing with you in connection to the Bible verses we just read. There, oh my goodness, this will be a lot. Holy Spirit. Okay, so there is a, in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, explain not just about the Catholic Church, but it expounds the words, the Bible. It explains a lot why we do, if you're Catholic, why we do Holy Mass, what does it mean? So as a lay people, what is our role? You know, is it, because you will hear a lot from Father Mike. I don't want, maybe we should just play that, or I'll just share it with you what he said, because it's, I need to cut it. I didn't cut it. I forgot to do that. I just saw the transcript of the episode, which is day 125. So it's about the lay people and it's about, let me just share my screen. So let me share with you the Catechism of the Catholic Church online version.
How many minutes is the video? The source?
Oh, the video is 20 minutes overall, but they don't really have to, you know, watch all of it. But
if you have if you have the exact mark.
I didn't have the exact mark. I just exported. I forgot to do that. I just thought about it just right now. I forgot about it.
Okay.
Anyway, let's see. Where am I? Okay. So this is the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Can you see it?
Yep.
Okay. So that's this is the online version, but this is from paragraphs. Oh my God, this is hard. From paragraphs 893 to 900. There, 903. These are the explanation of what is our responsibility. What are our responsibilities as lay people? Who are lay people? Those who are baptized Christians, not necessarily Catholic, baptized Christians. So what do we do? So feel free to read that chapters, paragraphs 893 to 903. If you want, maybe I'll just share the link in the description. I haven't thought about that, because we will just want to highlight the paragraphs 899 and 901. Okay, so in 899 it says, the initiative of lay Christians is necessary, especially when the matter involves discovering or inventing the means for permitting social, political, and economic realities with the demands of Christian doctrine and life. This initiative is a normal element of the life of the church. Okay, so 4901, hence the laity, dedicated as they are to Christ and anointed by the Holy Spirit, are marvelously called and prepared so that even richer fruits of the Spirit may be produced in them. For all their works, prayers and apostolic undertakings, family and married life, daily work, relaxation of mind and body, if they are accomplished in the spirit, indeed, even the hardships of life, if patiently borne, all these become spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. In the celebration of the Eucharist, these may most fittingly be offered to the Father along with the body of the Lord. And so, worshiping everywhere by their holy actions, the laity consecrate the world itself to God, everywhere offering worship by the holiness of their lives. So, let me just end the share. Stop sharing. Anyway, we are sharing that with you because we want to show you that we are not inventing, or we are not, you know, we are studying actually while we do these things. We're not just what do you call this, allaying on our own knowledge. We really are training ourselves or absorbing lessons and trainings from the church itself, from those people, from their different resources that are available to us. So we want to share that with you because we want you to see what it says when it comes to lay. So lay people, that's who we are. those who are not priests, those who are not bishops or ordained, whatever ordained position that is, we are that. We are lay people. So there. So since we shared that with you, we wanna also share what it's all about. My goodness. Can you read the rest of Father Mike's sharing? So Father Mike shared this. Father Mike Schmitz is an American priest in Minnesota, and we love him because he's the one doing the Bible in a year and catechism in a year. So he explains really, really well when it comes to the Bible, when it comes to the catechism in the Catholic Church. So instead of us sharing our own words, we want to share what the priest is saying about this. So go ahead, Sisbel.
Yeah, so Father Mike says, basically by living your life out in the world and bringing the gospel there, there goes on to paragraph 899. The initiative of late Christians is necessary, especially when the matter involves discovering or inventing the means for permeating social, political, and economic realities with the demands of Christian doctrine and life. Sometimes too many people look at the priests and say, okay, Father, what should we do when it comes to politics? And what should we do when it comes to economics? What should we do when it comes to education? And now, there are some priests who are really intelligent when it comes to that. And yes, of course, the church has declared some principles when it comes to economics and politics and those kinds of things. But it's the initiative of lay Christians that needs to discover and invent the means for permeating social, political, and economic realities with the demands of Christian doctrine and life. Quoting here Pope Pius XII, and it says, lay believers are in the front line of church life. For them, the church is the animating principle of human society. All the faithful lay Christians are entrusted by God with the apostolate, very true of their baptism and confirmation. So you've been given a mission when you're baptized. You're given a mission when you are confirmed. Because of that, they have the right and duty. So not only the right, like you get to do this, you also have the duty. You must do this individually or grouped in associations to do what to work so that the divine message of salvation may be known and accepted by all men throughout the earth. Sometimes we turn and say, nope, it's the bishop's job. It's the priest's job. Yes, that's part of their job. But also the church is saying, it's your job. Going on to say, this duty is more pressing when it is only through them that men can hear the gospel and know Christ. There are places that your bishop cannot go. There are places that I cannot go as a priest, says Father Mike. These are the places sometimes that you live to think about this duty is more pressing, when it's only through them that the men, that people will hear the gospel. You've probably heard it said that your life may be the only Bible someone ever reads. That kind of that truth. To summarize, everywhere can be their holy actions. Everywhere. Your cubicle becomes an altar. The way when you change the baby's diaper becomes an altar. On your hands and knees, cleaning the bathroom floor, that becomes an altar. All of us who haven't been ordained, you don't participate in holy orders. You're not in consecrated life. You're not a religious sister or brother. The church is telling you your life is meant to be the life of an evangelist. It's going to be the life of a missionary. It's meant to be the life of someone who it's all offered to the Lord.
There, my goodness. I hope our viewers are understanding that. I think in short, we have no excuse. If we are baptized, we have a quote-unquote role to play in this world. So if you are still like finding out, you know, what your mission is or what you want to do in life, what's your purpose, I think anything can be your purpose. As long as you're connected to God and you're working united with all the bishop and all the those in position in the church. that you're not separating these people away from their faith, but we are uniting ourselves to one faith and to one, you know, one goal as children of God. There, that's what we want you to know, because we keep hearing from other people that, yeah, I believe in God, but I'm not religious, or I'm not even attending the Holy Mass on Sunday, or not. It's been a long time since I attended the Mass. You know, if you have time, I encourage you actually to just join Catechism in a Year by Father Mike Schmitz. That I have the link in the description. So feel free to watch the video, start with day one, because it has to be on that flow so that you would understand, because we are starting from the beginning and now we are on day 187. We are more than half of the book here. So you need to start at the beginning to understand what we are saying. So as someone, for me, in my opinion, as someone who is baptized, I know I am not aware when I was baptized. I'm not aware when I was confirmed what my role is. But once you encounter God, once you experience the love of God in your life, that's the time, that's the start where you can share more about Him by living your life. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does. Of course.
Yes. So anything you'd like to add before we share? We have three pointers on how we can start or what we can do as Christian freelancers.
Yeah, for me, the term, the word, or the title Christian is now that I'm trying my best. I'm still a work in progress, by the way, brothers and sisters. We are still learning our responsibilities. And anyway, for me, Christian, being a Christian is not just a title that I associate myself with. It's an identity. So so that means it's not, it's always relevant, whatever situation you're in, you will always be a Christian. So no matter whether you're talking to different groups of people, you have different relationships with Christians and non-Christians alike, that doesn't strip you of that identity. So it's a matter of really observing your what is it? What are the values that comes with that identity? So for me, it doesn't change. It's something that I have to be. I am reminded to be observant about, because we cannot really drop that identity when the situation is kind of feel like uncomfortable to share that that identity. So there, I'm just trying my best to learn how to be authentic wherever I may be. So that's my mini sharing for that. Yes. Go ahead, sister.
Okay, so for our viewers who just came, it's our third anniversary, and right now we are discussing what we can do as a Christian freelancer. And at the same time, we might give some ebook version of my book. So feel free to stay until the end. Let's see. But if you're watching, why not say hello wherever you are watching us from? Because we are live not only on our YouTube channel, we are also live on our Facebook page at Freelancing with Faith, and on my LinkedIn page, Maria. That's a long one. Maria Conception.
Share the full name.
So say hello. Anyway, I'm here. So what can we do as Christian freelancers? Saint Francis de Sales has this, I'll share this as an acronym, as AWA, like AOA, AWA. Ooh, that's a good one, AWA. It's like mercy. Anyway, AOA. So this actually, again, came from Father Mike Schmitz in the same Catechism in a Year episode, day 125. So Father Mike says that Saint Francis de Sales had this teaching. It's really brief, and he says, whenever you do anything, think of these three words: ask, offer, and accept. So first, ask. Let's see. Okay. Ask. You ask God, we ask God, that please God be present. Of course, God is present everywhere, but you're just calling Him to mind because, as you can see, we are easily distracted. So we are making Him present in our mind. You ask God to be present. So that's the ask part. When it comes to offer, we offer to God whatever you're about to do, you offer it to God as a sacrifice. So whatever I'm about to do, I offer it to you, God, as a sacrifice. So whether that is we're going to work, whether we are going to work out, you know, at the gym, or you're working out from home, or whether you're just going to watch a TV series or movie, offer this to God as a sacrifice. See? It's not that hard. It just takes practice and consistency though. Okay, the last one is accept. So, and then you resolve to accept whatever comes from that moment. I mean, that means as you ask and offer, you let God minister you. You let the Holy Spirit come into you and do what were you heading from? What are you doing? You know, there. What else? So then again, ask and offer and accept. When we ask God to be present every moment becomes a sacrament. You should finish all of this.
Okay, grace is present when we offer every moment. So every moment becomes a sacrifice, meaning every moment becomes a moment of worship. And when we resolve to accept whatever God brings, every moment becomes a moment of faith. So how would you relate that to freelancing? For example, if you're trying to close a client, you've gone through a discovery call, and then things didn't work out the way you planned it to be. So if you have this acceptance, like you just accept that maybe God, this is your doing. This is you doing this thing for me. Maybe this is a redirection. Maybe you have something better in store for me. So it's a matter, again, there goes the acceptance. So we can apply this in any situation, in any challenge or circumstance that we're in. So there, a moment of relying upon God's providence. It's also one thing. That's what the church is inviting us to do, all of us. All of us have to do this moment. There's no part of your life, no part of my life as well that I cannot offer to God. So we ask God to be present. We offer God to receive this. And we resolve to accept whatever comes out. We don't have to overthink about this sometimes when we wake up and we go out of our house and then you just look at the clouds, you will instantly feel like God is there with you, right? So it's really being tuned in with God's presence, as what Connie is mentioning earlier. So it takes practice because there are a lot of distractions around us, right? So
yes,
so there.
So again, how do you like what we can do? Maybe if you still don't know what you can do as a freelancer or as a Christian freelancer, then do this practice first. Ask, offer, and accept. Do that. Do these three every day, and you'll know for sure how can you do more for Christ? How can you do more for God? What is your role as a Christian freelancer? It's just actually living your... Actually, that's my last word. You know, it's not about... It's not about being religious. So again, stop the dialogue. Yes, I'm Catholic or Christians, but I don't talk about God too much. Stop the dialogue. those people you are hearing that dialogue from is obviously not yet showing you a Christian life. It's not to offend anyone, it's just a matter of fact. And what else? Because again, guess what? Talking about God is not it's not being religious. It is our responsibility. It is our job to live our lives centered with God. Our lives is our declaration of God. The way we work as freelancers can be a gospel to someone, whether that's fellow freelancer, aspiring freelancer, or even your client. The way we work, again, I want to emphasize that. The way we work as freelancers can be a gospel to someone. It's not about declaring God's word at first, because we know people tend to run away from that. If they don't understand what you are saying, people will tend to run away. So, but show your lives as a sample. And when people are curious, build and have a good relationship with them and show them how you put God in your life. That's you don't just say any Bible verse on the spot, especially if you're a total stranger, you know, because they will run away from you. At least ask them, how are you? Something like that. So that's as simple as you can, simple thing you can do to share God with someone. It's not about just Bible verses, you know. So you start with that. That's the simplest thing, because we don't need to memorize everything. We don't need to memorize the Bible. We just need to live the Bible. You know?
Yes.
How about you, Isabel?
Yes. Yeah. On that note, I read this quote somewhere. Let your life be a living Bible that is open for unbelievers to read. So, we have this, we have to be aware that every action, every behavior that we put out there, it's a reflection of how we understand our roles as Christians. So we have to be conscious of our actions and let those actions speak for people to understand, oh, so that's what it is. So that's how it is to be a Christian. So that's the goal. They should be understanding the concept behind Christianity when they see how we live our lives. So it's not about memorizing the Bible from cover to cover, but really, as what Connie mentioned, it's about living the life on what was taught by Christ. Yay. Also, I'd like to mention that being aware of these teachings, it's not giving us the license to look down on others. Mm. Humility is still the lens that we need to see others through. When we start judging people without taking care of our own issues and sins, Jesus also has a word for that. Jesus calls that out. We don't want to be tagged as hypocrites, brothers and sisters. The Bible says, stop judging that you may not be judged. Remember that how we treat others reflects who we are and not who they are. So they're just putting some, you know, how do you call that? Some warning, because, you know, people tend to go overboard when they have this knowledge up in here. Their brains are filled with all these teachings, and it doesn't reach the heart level. So that's another story that we have to be conscious of that as well.
Yeah.
So there.
And I'm not sure who originally said this, but it is true when it comes to sharing the word of God or the love of God. Action speaks louder than words. So it's not enough that you say all the Bible verses. What you do with people is more effective or more Affective? I'm not sure what the right word is.
Impactful?
There. More impactful than what you say. Because sometimes you don't really need, you know, to say a lot of things. You just need to do more. You just need to show more. There. My God. I know this topic is a little deep heavy for tonight. But of course, our channel is Freelancing with Faith. We cannot... this cannot be a Freelancing with Faith without the faith part. And it's our anniversary, so it's time that we talk about it again. Oh, for our people who are still watching, if you haven't received my book yet, just, you know, comment. Comment right now on this live session that you want my ebook. I want Connie's ebook. Or you can just email me. Oh no, that's tricky. You just need to comment on the live chat. I want Connie's ebook. Anyway, that's it. I think that's it for us for tonight. It's our anniversary. I know we haven't prepared much because we have a lot going on personally in our lives. So many changes are coming soon. So we are busy going towards that destination. So at least we're still here. 3 years in the making. My God, that's almost, not really 3 years, but 3 years of every Thursday and maybe 2 years of every Monday and Thursday.
How many episodes, if you got, if you're able to track, how many episodes are there already in the 3 years that we've been doing this?
Let's see. I'll just review. Plus. Yeah, it's 100 plus. Oh my God, I forgot to watch it again. I mean, to watch what episode are we tonight? I forgot about that. Hold on. So again, for our viewers, if you're watching us live and you haven't got a copy of my VA book yet, just comment, I want Connie's ebook and I'll give it to you. Okay. It's as simple as that. We just want you to stay until the end because what we are saying here is really, really important. Okay. So let me just look for the list. Oh my God. I hope it's updated. Oh, it's not updated.
Meantime, I'm going to share this comment from Justin. God bless you, Connie and Sisbel. Some wise words today. God speaks to us all the time. Today is speaking through you. Thank you, Justin.
If I'm correct, it's not, the list is not updated, but we are on episode 139. 139 episodes. My goodness. That's for the podcast. The live and praise and worship session is not included yet.
Yes. And we got to meet a lot of amazing people, inspiring freelancers. So we're really grateful for this opportunity to share. To share these people as well.
Yes. By the way, we are inviting guests here. So we are grateful for those people who said yes to our invitation. You know who you are. If you're seeing us right now, thank you. Thank you so much for saying yes to our invitation, for sharing your knowledge and experiences with us and our viewers. And we hope that we can invite you again. So no one will comment. We have 3 million people watching. No comment on about the ebook. Anyway, I think that's it for us. If you're watching on a replay, maybe you can share with us if you're new, total newbie, zero knowledge in freelancing, or you're freelancing, you're already a seasoned freelancer. Or you're just dropping by. We just want to know where you are, what type of viewers we have lately. So if you're watching on a replay, feel free to comment and share your thoughts with us. And Ooh. We hope...
Shout out also. Sorry for I think I skipped this part. Sorry, Christelle. Thanks for your support.
Yes. Oh my God, we are 3 years. This is actually a very if we are not that we want to compare, because we know that there are many freelancing YouTube channels out there. If it's not for the to be honest, if it's not for the word with faith, we wouldn't be able to last until now for 3 years, because you can learn freelancing from anywhere, you know. But with those words, faith or with faith, that's our main focus as we continue, you know, going this live session, as we continue to invite more people, because this is not easy. And we haven't reached, after 3 years, we have still haven't reached the 1K subscribers. Can you imagine? This is really a trial. and it requires a lot of commitment and consistency regardless of the results that we're getting. You know?
But this is also our way of flexing that faith muscle, because God is asking us to do this without us really understanding why we need to do this in the first place, because it's taking a lot of time. But again, we are part of a whole. We're part of the whole church. So this is our way of doing our part, even if yes, it's considered as a small way, not that grand.
I hope that by doing this, at least you can, you know, we can at least share an example of what you can do, you know, even if it really does require a lot of time. Imagine at least one hour per week. I mean, we're not paid here, by the way, in case you're wondering. We are doing this because we are called, again, what Sisbel said, we are called to do this, and this is our I think this is one of our roles as Christian freelancers, to share the word and the love of God. And we hope that you are feeling the love of God through our sharings, through the people we interview, you know, through our episodes there. I guess that's it for us. We want to, we don't want to make it longer than it used to be, since nobody is commenting it. Ah, ha, 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 ha. So whether you're watching us, if you're watching on a replay, don't hesitate to make a comment, okay? And again, if you want an actual copy, where's my book? Okay. If you want an actual copy or a workbook on how to start your virtual assistant business, just go to conniezabala.com/VA book to get a copy, which is available on print, Kindle, ebook, and audiobook there. Okay. Justin said maybe it will spread all throughout America and Canada soon. Let's see.
Claiming.
Yes. God will do that. We'll just continue. We still haven't figured out what time we're going live if we're now in different places. Anyway. You'll find out more about soon. As of the moment, we're still going live 8 p.m. Philippine time. So we hope that you continue to join us Mondays and Thursdays, 8 p.m. there. I think we're good. Let's have a closing prayer. Let's remember that we are in the presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for another episode done successfully. Thank you for the opportunity to share our knowledge and experience to serve our clients. Hopefully, our fellow service providers were able to learn something too. Thank you to all the people who support us in our mission. Thank you for the chance to bless others through this platform. We lift up to you all our viewers, our listeners, our clients, the people we work with, and their loved ones. Continue to bless them in all areas of their lives. Whatever their petitions are right now, we pray with them, believing that whatever happens, you always have the best intentions for us. We lift up to you all these, but in the end, your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. There, oh my God, happy anniversary to us! Clap, clap, clap again. This is no joke. 3 years, my God, who would have thought? I even didn't realize it. That's why we don't have a lot of ganap. How do you say ganap? Event during the third anniversary because I haven't. I was still absorbing that word 3 years. My goodness.
And to add to that, brothers and sisters, whatever it is that you're praying for, sometimes God answers your prayers, your prayer intentions in a different way. So be open to that. We were asking, Connie and I were asking for, you know, to grow our YouTube channel, but God has blessed us in different ways. So I want to end with that sometimes God over-delivers. It's more than what you've been praying for.
Sade. Yes, I agree 100%. My goodness. So that's it for us. Happy anniversary, Freelancing with Faith. For our viewers, feel free to comment. Bye, everyone. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the Freelancing with Faith podcast by Connie and Belle. We hope you've learned something and enjoyed the podcast.
Feel free to share our show with your friends and family.
Check our website at freelancingwithfaith.com.
Or you can also connect with us via YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Freelancing with Faith.
We'd love to hear from you. We also appreciate any review, feedback, or suggestions you can give us to continuously improve our content.
Make sure to be there in our next episode.
We look forward to sharing more tips and faith stories with you.